gents. Welcome to episode 8, Capes and Commentaries. We're back at it again, double feature today. I'm Nathan Kennedy, joined by Tyler Baker, and we're doing something a little different again. We've gone from Batman to Spider-Man to Ninja Turtles, and today we're going to talk about and watch the first episode of a cartoon that, honestly, I'm not too familiar with. I'm more familiar with the toys and never owning any of them. Seeing them on the shelf, wanting to get them, and for whatever reason, just never came to pass. But we're going to be talking about Dino Riders.
Yeah, and I won't make this a big thing. Like, I was surprised you hadn't seen the cartoon, but, you know, I'm thankful that you gave it a shot, and we'll find out what Nathan's thoughts on as we go into it. But, you know, it's not a superhero show, but it was done by Marvel Animation. It did have a comic book series and a toy series. There was a small mini comic. I forgot who it came with. I think it came with one of the bigger toys. I had some of the figures and one of the dinosaurs.
What did you think of the figures? Because when we get into watching the show, characters look fantastic. I think that's one of the bright spots of this show. The concept itself is awesome, but when you look at the figures, it seems like there's just a tad bit to be desired. And I guess it's Tyco is the company that put out the figures. So do you think, had the property been in better hands, say with a Mattel or Playmates, whoever, do you think that the detail in those figures would have been better? Because it seems like they put more detail into the dinosaurs themselves instead of
all the other characters. I mean, the dinosaurs, I think they were so well liked. I think they were reused for other purposes after the toy line was canceled. I forgot how they were recycled and used somewhere else. You know, William Stout, who was the production designer of the He-Man movie and Return of the Living Dead and designed the original Predator and stuff, he worked on the designs of the dinosaurs to make sure that the dinosaurs that were used or were designed that they were precise, you know, that the dinosaurs looked the way that they should and everything like that. But in terms of the figures, I thought they were great as a kid. The only thing that bothered me as a kid is that the characters that we will see in the show, you had pretty much had to buy the dinosaurs to get Rasp, to get now Kurlos and Questar were available in a two pack, but I don't think the Kurlos you could get was the red and black one that came that's in the show. You had to get the T-Rex to get that Kurlos, along with he came with two or three other Rulons. Questar came with the Diplodocus. Gunner came with another dinosaur, but as a kid, the figures I had, I thought I had Gunner, and all it was a repaint of Gunner called Boulder with like camouflage on. But to me, as a kid, I was like, I got Gunner.
Yeah,
you know, that's what most of the toy line was. It was repaint, and they were calling all these other characters. But if you wanted Youngstar, Gunner, Rasp, because Rasp was one of the breakout stars of the show, he came with a dinosaur. And he had the proper colors of Rasp, whereas you could get, you know, various Sharkmen, Ant-Men, Snakemen, and a couple of the others, like I forgot some of the other Rulons that came along that are in the toy line as well. You could get them in the toy line, but they were not called the names that we see in the show. You had to buy some of the dinosaurs. It made sense. Like, you want the big name characters, you're going to have to buy the dinosaurs. You could get Questar, Kurlos, and Mines. To this day, I've never heard anybody say his name, so I'm just going to try and say it. Mind's Eye. I remember I got him for Brandon Rowland at a birthday party at Showbiz Pizza. And I remember after I gave it to him, I was like, can I play with it? He goes, no. And I was like, he won't let me play with the Dino Riders. Like, well, they're his toys. I'm like, I hate all you all. I'm going to go watch the Bear Band on the stage play.
Wait, man, those things were scary looking.
I thought they were great as a kid. They were fascinating to me as a kid to see those robots and stage talking. Now you see them on Facebook, it's always like, save your family. Oh, look how demonic. It's like, these were talking bears and mice and
yeah, people and just gorillas. Reading too like, much into it.
Yeah, people just trying to come up with scary shit. I'm like, quit trying to be funny and quirky and witty. Get the hell out of here.
But,
destroy my childhood and go to hell.
Dino Riders didn't last that long. It came out in 88, lasted, what, 2-3 years? It was an event.
The show lasted one season. The toy line went on for a few ways because it got to where there was Dino Rider Commandos, there was Ice Age, and quite a few different dinosaurs, the T-Rex being the holy grail because it was the biggest. It cost them much. It still is to this day.
Man, that was... Do not eBay Dino Riders.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All the Dino Riders. There's not a single dinosaur that's complete, especially if you want it complete. I mean, and don't get me wrong. If you've got the money to get any of those things, I wish I did. Because if you're going to get it complete. And if you got the money to do it, do it. Because, damn, you cannot argue with a complete Triceratops or Diplodocus or Ankylosaurus. They just look amazing with all the weaponry and all, especially if any of the dinosaurs come with multiple characters that you can fit, like Cruelus is T-Rex, put Cruelus up top, and you can fit like two or three other Rulons on various gun turrets on the T-Rex. I mean, just how badass is that?
I mean, not to mention, too, you factor in the battery operation and they actually walk and everything, too.
That was another cool thing, too, was just, actually, I ended up getting a used Triceratops. He was missing everything from one of Nathan's arch enemies, Aaron Hawkins, in fifth grade.
Man.
Yeah. But I'm so glad to have it.
And people are going to like listen to this and be like, who are these fucking people that they always talk about?
That's just kind of adding depth to our little personal universe. Like with our niche group of people who listen to us, we're just getting a little extra depth to our lives by saying, This guy was the Green Goblin to Nathan Spider-Man.
Maybe eventually we can work it up to where we can do a Q&A and people can be like, who's that guy? And then we can tell the story.
Yeah, we reach that point where we're being invited to like different like comic book conventions and stuff like that. And we're doing Q&A panels and stuff like that. And they want to ask, who's that Jason Queen or that Aaron Hawkins? Well, let me tell you.
Why in Capes and Commentaries episode 7 at the end did you look so antsy? And I'm like, well, I had to take a shit, and Tyler kept talking and talking and talking about Walmart toys, and I'm like, I gotta go, man.
Yeah,
I gotta dump.
wishful thinking that we can have our own panel from Capes and Commentaries and Beyond Retro at some point. There, who knows?
Hey, you never know.
I'll listen to it. You never know. But Dino Riders to me is I feel like it's worthy of being a part of this. It's not your typical superhero stuff, but because it was a comic book and an action figure line, I feel like it works. And Marvel Animation, hell, if I want to do Muppet Babies, because Marvel Animation did Muppet Babies, damn it, we're going
to
do Muppet
Babies. Hey, I'd be down to do that because I love
that
some
cartoon.
Muppet Babies
is even better as an adult. I mean, it's even.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
God, there are some episodes that if you watch it now, like there was a lot of like good gags that only adults would get, not mature humor, but just jokes that as a child, they're being funny and silly, but there's a joke they're telling that I mean, as a kid went over my head and I'm like, I see what they did there. That's really cool. It's a damn good cartoon, man. Still is. It really holds up.
Except
all the singing. I hate the singing, but.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of musicals. So I always hated it when they would just break out in the song randomly for no reason.
Yeah, I can't stand that. Now, I hated it as a kid. It was not macho to see a hero in a Disney film sing like a debutante or something like that. I'm like, no, that's not what guys do.
Dino Riders. Cool concept. Fantastic toy line. I wish I owned them, any of it, as a kid. I probably will not own them now unless I come across it really cheap and someone doesn't know what they have. They're just like, oh, those are some dinosaurs.
Well, plus the box art.
Yeah,
the
box art
for those toys. Yep. God, man, that's up there with He-Man, Thundercats, Turtles, G.I. Joe in terms of like, oh.
Honestly, a cartoon that you should bring back today. If not, turn it into a live-action movie.
Which they have talked about that, and I feel like that was a product of, and I'm like, why don't we get, I rewatched it last night for fun. It's just one of those things like, I forgot if it was Paramount or whoever had purchased the rights to do a Dino Riders film. And it wasn't until long after we got that shitty-ass Jurassic World movie. And I felt like, well, if this is a byproduct of Chris Pratt doing his shtick while playing, a squeeze ball with Raptors, I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever gets us our Dino Riders movie. But it has been since put on the back burner. Doesn't seem to be picking up any steam. And we're just getting more and more shitty-ass Chris Pratt Jurassic Park movies instead of getting a movie where you know, warriors from the future land on prehistoric Earth and harness and befriend dinosaurs, put load them up with weapons and laser cannons, and beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
How can
you go? You can't go wrong with that.
No.
The way that you just worded that, the concept of this show, you hear that and you're just like, yeah, I'm 100% in.
Yeah, well, and it just astonishes me. So, you know, we may just have to keep digging deeper into the show. And this is the one episode. I don't know the rest of the series that much because I had this episode we're going to watch, and we're watching the VHS version of this. You can watch the standard version on YouTube as well that was on the Marvel Action Universe, which is where this show played on, at least when I was a kid. But this is a VHS that has a different opening. Plus with commercials attached to it. And if Nathan's up to it, we'll watch all the old Tyco commercials that were attached on this VHS tape, just enhanced the excitement of this tape.
Oh yeah. I mean, why would we skip over that? That would be kind of difficult to do anyway.
Yeah. So,
So obviously check the description, got a link to.
Yeah. This is on YouTube. Below. You don't have to worry about any kind of sketchy, website or anything like that. It may be on Daily Motion too if you want to use Daily Motion, but it is on YouTube and it's VHS glory. The quality's all there. And
so we're on the right page. This is the 27-minute 40 yes. second long. Okay, how terrible would that have been if I linked the wrong one and we're watching two like the same
like
thing?
This podcast is over. All right, so if you want to make sure you got the right one, even the time wise, this opens up with the library introduction of like showing that dinosaurs are boring with the Take On Me animation. When I say Take On Me, I mean from the song Take On Me. Yeah, that looks a lot like that, except better.
Yeah. So just a heads up to those Podbean guys. Hopefully, we can get the YouTube link attached to that as well, so they can. Copy and
yeah, I mean, you can buy Dino Riders on bootleg DVD. There's websites that are selling, but we're watching the VHS copy if you want to keep up with us on this. But yeah, we'll still have the same thoughts. So I'll count down from three and we'll all hit play together. 3, 2, 1, play. And when you're watching this for the first time, Nathan, you see this, like, what the hell are you thinking? Like, are you thrown off? Like, with this alternate intro of playing up the boring aspect of what schools make dinosaurs feel like as opposed to what we're going to see, which is a great way of introducing it to kids.
I just wanted to start breaking out into Take On Me, honestly.
I hate that song.
Really?
That's one song of the 80s I've never been a fan of.
Wow. Learning a lot more.
This was so exciting as a young boy watching this, and he's like, what the hell's going on in this museum in here that no one else seems to notice? And these bones are going to come alive. It's such a great way of saying, okay, dinosaurs are meant to be ass kickers, and that's what we're going to tell kids. That's what this show's about. Like, it's just so beautiful. And then, boom, here we are, Dino Riders. And all the dinosaur animation looks... The music in the show is great.
Yeah. And the animation's just top-notch, too.
Oh, it's excellent animation. Such a great introduction to the world that we're going to see our heroes and villains inhabit.
Yeah, Peter Cullen and Frank Welker.
Yep. Yeah, Peter does Rasp and not Rasp, Gunner. Frank Welker, of course, does Krulos. And hell, I looked it up last night. It was somewhere I read that said Peter Cullen did Rasp, but Rasp I almost felt like would have been a Frank Welker. But hard to say right off. Point is that we're given some memorable characters that were brought to the future here and watching the basic and gets right to the point. We're jumped right into this outer space battle and just we're introduced to our main heroes and villains right off the bat to set up this show. And as we're watching the heroes here before we get to the Rulons, what's your take on Questar, Youngstar, Serena, Gunner, Turret? Any of them stand out to you when you watched it?
Not in particular, really. I guess watching it now, oh man, I'm probably going to get some heat for saying this, but They seem just slightly generic.
Well, when you look at, here's Krulos here in all his mighty glory, the villains clearly are
more
exciting. I mean, all from Antor, Rasp, Hammerhead, Krulos. The villains still. I've always been a Questar fan, and I like Youngstar and Gunner too, and Mindzay. But the villains, they are. I mean, the villains of the 80s were some of the most memorable in most of the cartoons. And Krulos is such an interesting villain visually. I mean, all of them, these animals, they just a Hammerhead. Like, why haven't we got more Hammerhead villains in cartoons? But Hammerhead, awesome looking. Antor and Rasp. God, I loved Rasp as a kid.
I'm honestly surprised that this has not been redone and brought back by now.
Yeah, you're kind of surprised, like, especially when Jurassic Park came out in the mid-90s, why this wasn't revisited, because dinosaurs were such a huge craze when that movie came out, and with, geriatric world, being so popular right now, why hasn't Dino Riders been pushed a lot harder? I mean, all these studio execs makes you wonder, why the hell is it so hard for them to grasp a concept as simple as what we're watching right now? As if, like, we have to reinvent the damn wheel. We can't just cast great actors, not names, and let the dinosaurs be the show. Dinosaurs with laser cannons mounted on them, and they just fight.
Yeah, they would. I feel like now if they did make a live action version, it would be two hours and 45 minutes long. 2 hours and 10 minutes of that would be all character, all talking, and then maybe the last 10 minutes would be dinosaur action.
Yeah, they don't seem to know how to spread it out, to where, people aren't coming to watch people talk. It's one of the reasons I hate the Transformers movie so damn much. I'm not here to watch the military and whoever the schmuck they've got to star in this latest installment. I'm here to watch the Transformers, and, that's probably what would happen today in the wrong hands. They fill the film up with a bunch of bad acting and bad jokes, instead of letting us, like, look, we came here to watch dinosaurs befriend the Valerians and the Rulons brain box the dinosaurs. That's such a cool phrase, brain box.
I think this is also just a neat idea. It's like, all right, they can communicate with these dinosaurs, and
it's almost like they probably had those necklaces they wear probably allowed them to communicate with the various.
I mean, Chris Pratt's kind of got the same thing in the Jurassic World films.
Oh, yeah, he's got the squeaky ball. Here, boy. Yeah. Impossible. God, Krulos is so badass.
Yeah, he's got a really awesome voice.
Yeah, Frank Welker's that Dr. Claw, classic Dr. Claw voice.
Yeah.
It works so well for Krulos. And then just come charging it. They don't know what the hell's out there. That's what a Rulon is. Just comes out, shoots first. They don't know what the hell it is. They just start shooting. And all three of these guys, I mean, they just look so visually striking. Like Antor's green eyes.
If anything, maybe just bring back the toys. Don't redo the cartoon. Maybe just kind of do a classics line and re-release them for us.
Yeah, I'd just give us a toy line of Dino Riders. I mean, even if you want to make them small again, but more articulate or whatever. They make for great display pieces. I mean, I just feel like it'd be foolish. Whoever owns the rights toy-wise, or if they can't get the rights, I mean, someone's got to buy them up. Dinosaurs are big business right now, And why would you not want to have – I mean, what child wouldn't want to see – I mean, I think you could show this to any kid today that's into dinosaurs due to the Jurassic World movies. And that they would be quite enthralled with this. The animation looks great. All these interesting villains. All this setup of the shark men setting up.
They need to bring it to box. DVD as well. Like,
yeah, officially, not on bootleg. But yeah. We probably get some bare-bone, lazy release. Special features, including audio change.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they cleaned it up,
And seeing the Triceratops, which was always my favorite, to be a dinosaur used by the Rulons. Like, that's like, oh, man, it's messed up. Because I always see the Triceratops as a friend. That's always like that. he's like that Starscream / Beastman. Like, the guy that always wants to stab the leader in the back because he feels like his way is the best way. That's a great archetype I always loved. And these 80s cartoons all had a lot of good, memorable ones. And Rasp is right up there with the best of the best. You know, and again, I want to emphasize, you know, your first impressions on this, you know, as you're watching this, all these characters, the battles, like this an encounter with the T-Rex, the young star is being too brash and brazen, decides he's going to take him on himself, but, you know, realize he's bit off more than he can chew.
No, it's a very well done, well executed introduction to this universe. Like, I can't stress enough, the animation's fantastic. Like,
the T-Rex looks so vicious, right? Coming up here in a moment. There's a shot that he looks extremely angry. I mean, like, I'm going to just devour you alive here in a moment. Right when Youngstar falls off, or climbs back up, there's a shot coming up right there.
Yeah.
That just looks vicious. Now he's going to go over and eat. And that's not a – I don't think that's a raptor. That's because when I got a little older, I went, okay, those are riding raptors. But I think it's called something else because there's so many variations of dinosaurs. But naturally, you think that's a raptor, I think. But it just seems so cool, yeah, that to have these, you know, futuristic warriors riding dinosaurs as if they were horses, riding pterodactyls or pteranodons, I think, is how they're the ones that are listed in this one. No, and the voice acting is good, too. Like, all the characters.
It's surprising that this didn't last longer, honestly.
And it came out in 88, I think, at the, you know, as the big 80s boom was winding down with kids. You know, Turtles is in full force at this point when this toy line is introduced. So I'm not quite sure why it didn't take off, because everybody, when it's mentioned, like,
here we go. Yeah, we're into the... Now, look at this shit right here. There's also another one that's coming up with a dam that breaks and floods the town.
I thought these things were so cool as a kid.
They wouldn't do this now. Hey, kids, you want to play military?
But I like how they make a point to say our stuff works with Lego, you know, which was, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. But they look so cool. And here's the RC cars, which I, Aero Turbo Hopper, fun speed.
You never had any of these as a kid, did you?
No, not much interest? They always looked fun to me, though, but I only had, I think, one remote control car, and that was when I got a little bit older. And you watch these commercials and you think these remote control cars are, I mean, they are what you see in the movies and what the commercials, it's just,
yeah,
that
they
was so great about those.
They do not work as well as they do in the commercials.
They know how to shoot a good commercial. I'll just put it that way.
That thing hits a wall and it's probably not working anymore.
This is just fun watching Carullo to see the fruits of his labor of what the various dinosaurs that he's captured can do in battle. And it got the dinosaurs just look cool. Like the designs of the equipment and weaponry put on all these dinosaurs, the seats they sit in, everything looks so badass.
Meanwhile,
yeah, they're building a big wall here to keep out intruders and the T-Rex especially. Because at this point, they're not even aware that the Roylons have even landed on prehistoric Earth, which is interesting, saying that, you know, these characters are already here building up new lives.
I think now that we're getting deeper in it, I think Gunnar sticks out to me the most.
Him and Questor, I think, I liked Gunnar a lot as a kid. I mean, as an adult, he's like a paunchy veteran. But Peter Cullen does such a great job of making such a likable hard ass. You know, he steals the scenes.
He seems like after they're done with this, he goes back and just like downs a couple drinks and.
Yeah, he's definitely the hardcore veteran / drinker. You know, like back in my day, you know, telling war stories and stuff like that. But Questar definitely was my favorite because I'm always about the leaders as a kid. You know, but I liked Youngstar was cool and I liked Gunner. And Mind's A, because he's got a fun moment later on when the battle takes off that we'll talk about when we get to it. But I did like the fact that you got so many races of Roulons with the Snake Men here. You know, it's like in Thundercats when you got Jackalmen, Monkeans, and Reptilians all led by a particular leader. And it's pretty cool. They've got various races of Roulons here. And this action sequence was something I always enjoyed, with Gunner and Turret sneaking into the Rulon camp with the music. And let me ask you this. This music plan, it felt like it had tones of John Carpenter's music from like They Live.
Yeah. You can definitely, especially with the headsets on here. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Has that vibe to it.
I just love that. Them jumping down on the hammerheads. I just thought that was such a cool thing. It just made them look like badasses to me. Just sneaking in, just taking out two of them immediately. And I like their guns. Like both the Rulons and the Valerians' guns. They're very interesting laser weapons.
God, make a live action version.
Wouldn't this be so badass to see this in live action, man?
Yeah.
I mean, to see an actual Krulos walking around, Hammerhead. I mean, all these villains. I mean, all these action sequences would look so good live action. And God, the music is so good on this show. It really is. The colors. Oh, just epic. And just going out and now this would be a great scene in a movie. Like, all this is going after the T-Rex. All this build up, and you know, it really builds up how important the T-Rex is throughout the show, because he is the king of the dinosaurs. And it just really plays up the fact that this is going to be a big deal if Krulos pulls this off and manages to put a brain box on the T-Rex. And it's an impression, you know, especially you think of this in like The Land Before Time, where the T-Rex is just such a dominant figure. You know, it's the way it should be. And when you see other dinosaurs come along, you know, in various Jurassic Park sequels that downplay the importance of the T-Rex, like, no, man, the T-Rex is the king. Like, I don't want to see some new breed, crossbreed dinosaur that's supposed to be better than the T-Rex. Kiss my ass.
We're out of ideas.
Yeah, so let's just make up a new one. This is cool.
Yeah.
Just watching them just capture it and drop, like, everything, using the pteranodons to put the brain box on, and watching the eyes change as he's almost loose. Just in time.
Yeah, it's
that's cool. And yeah. He just walks like, I'm obedient now. It's just kick ass, man. Krulos, man, you are one evil SOB. He is.
More commercials.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah, man. Look at this. It's broken. Like, oh, it's a huge mudslide. The dam's broken and the town's flooding.
You got to build a new dam. Here comes the construction crew. What did you think of these commercials when you watched it the first time? Like, what's your impression of this stuff?
I watch it. I'm like, yeah, it looks cool, but you know, I was never into Legos or any of this shit. Like, I didn't have any fun with it. I'm like, give me the Ninja Turtle. Give me like a Hot Wheel or something. Now this I did have, actually.
This actual race car set where they go up the wall?
Yeah, my uncle had it, and then he gifted it to me. So yeah, I spent many an afternoon placing them together and trying to do that or go up the wall, and it worked. It worked fairly well. But when you would go to do that, sometimes the pieces would detach a little bit, and there'd be that gap, and then they would start doing that and just like hit and just go. One thing I remember the most is they actually had the rubber tires on them.
Oh, too. Yes.
And they would spark. And just, it would smell kind of bad sometimes. It smelled like burning tires.
Smell like arson.
Yeah. I miss those things. I miss those moments in childhood a lot. Which is why when we watch these, sometimes it just triggers those memories for me. I'm just like, man, I remember that one Sunday afternoon when I was doing such and such.
I think this is it's a fun little character building, you know, moment as they're aware that they're going to be at war here soon. We better prepare for this. Diplodocus is just kick ass looking, like such a gentle giant. And then when you see like it opens up with its firepower, like the toy, this, like, oh man, this would be so cool to have the Diplodocus. And that's a nice touch to like Questar, like personally wants to take on Corlys. Like, I can't wait to fight him. You know, that's a cool character trait. That's what you want to see from your hero. You don't want to say, I don't want a fat guy. It's like, no, man. I'm gonna kick your ass. And here we go, man. We are ready for battle. We are getting ready to see what we've been building up to. Oh boy. Here we go. Just all the face armor that they put on the dinosaurs looks so like all the Rulans have got that cool face armor, and then the Valerians have got, or Valorians, like they don't put the armor on their faces. They're just letting the dinosaurs show their might just as is. Interesting trait that the villains' dinosaurs are all got the masks and the heroes don't.
You know, that was probably done by design for the toys themselves.
Yeah, you want the evil ones to look evil and the heroic. Yeah, it's. I think that's the one that I had as a kid. The ones that the Antors or the Ant-Man were riding. Vipers. So cool. I think that's what Rask came with, was one of those Pteranodons. Here comes Serena. I like Serena. She, you know, they can miswrite female characters so much in shows and kind of make them obnoxious sometimes, but I like Serena.
Yeah, well, I feel like overall they kind of did that pretty well in the 80s cartoons.
They did, yeah.
You got a lot of strong female characters. See, now I feel like we just need to watch the rest of this show as well.
Yeah, and we're probably going to have to. Like, I do know in the second episode, it opens up with a dinosaur battle that shows blood, which when I watched, I'm like, oh my God, like this is pretty awesome. Oh, I love his voice. How convenient. Such a great character. See, Joe Amato needs to do customs of these guys. Like, I want a Rask figure.
Well, pay the man. He will make it happen.
Have to. This was one of my favorite moments of this episode as a kid, because I loved Rask and seeing Mindzay, but when he comes out and takes on all the Snake Man and Rask by himself, I just thought this was such a cool. It's not much to it, but as a kid, it was very impressionable to me to watch this fight take place, that he's blind and taking them all on. And I didn't see him as like, you know, I don't want to see the old man do something heroic. I just thought he was cool. Out of my way, blind man. Just such a badass.
Well, which is kind of funny, because I want to say snakes can actually see pretty well in the dark.
Yeah. But I just played it as the fact that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can, but it just, I think. It just,
no, I know. I mean, I'm just.
Oh, I need to just shut up here. And Rask here coming by, and you could take it. It's Antor, but this is funny. Just like, hey, I'm going to just take his dinosaur. It's just right. It really felt like the writers had a lot of fun with Rask, and like, you know, because he's still so many scenes that he's in. That's the last we'll see of him. Here's Hammerhead. And I like how they say die, like, you know,
yeah,
you come a long way to die, young star. And I want the pleasure of this kill myself. There's some balls in this cartoon. Big enough to come in a dump truck, as a Terry Funk would say. Here we go.
I never knew Terry Funk would get referenced in Dino Riders, but here we are.
Yeah.
See, looks badass here, and then when this is done, the commercials at the end are advertising the toys themselves, and you could see the T-Rex. And I saw it last night, and I'm like, hey, I wanted it. Like, yeah, I want to go
God
buy it now.
Almighty, man, that's one badass-looking T-Rex in the toys.
I didn't even look up how much he was going for, because I saw how much everyone else was.
A few times, like, why did I do this?
Ugh.
Just it's an arrow to the heart when you see how much he is. I do remember, here's the Diplodocus. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Open fire, man. God, that looks so cool. Man, to see that on screen. And this has got all the elements of a classic summer blockbuster. Like, this could be a movie that would take the summer. I see this as we're watching this, and you just think about what makes a great summer blockbuster. This is the movie that I felt like adult fans and kids would be watching trailers and waiting for that release date for Dino Riders. Comes out June 20th, you know.
They're setting on bags of cash right now.
Oh, they are, in terms of, like, just not only box office, but merchandising. I mean, hell, the toys alone, you'd have us adult fans, and then the kids, you know, Christmas item, like all these dinosaurs with weapons and stuff, sound effects.
And this is just, it's like, it's off now.
Yeah.
It's pissed.
And it's a basic story, but you know what? You want to see more. And I like how they make a point of saying, we won the battle, but the war is going to go on. Like, it's a great, I guess, not really a checklist episode, but it's a great setup for a series. You know, this will make a great first part of a trilogy.
It really would. I mean, it's funny that he's so cocky that he's like, "Yes, we will win." How do you know?
Because he's the hero. He's Questar. And that's the first episode of Dino Riders.
Yeah,
William Stout, dinosaur design, right there.
But make sure if you're listening to this, and especially watching this YouTube video, we're watching past the credits because we have to see the excellent.
Harness the power of Dino Riders.
You get the reveal of these toys at the end. Can you imagine that? You get, like, having this tape and not knowing that the toys were in store, and then get to the end, you're like, oh my god.
Oh, these commercials. I watched the entire tape as a kid. Like, I looked forward to these commercials as a kid because it was so. There's Rasp. And this quest star on the Diplodocus.
I do wish when I was a kid that I had, like, these elaborate sets like these guys were able to have. I hated that.
I know, and I remember asking my dad if he would build me, like, a Dick Tracy city for, like, the toys to play in, because that's what you see in the commercials, like, you know, all kinds of various landscapes and stuff, and it added to the play value. Yeah, this is the dinosaur I got from your arch enemy.
Oh, look at that. It's so damn cool.
Yeah.
Batteries not included. And it's like they actually move on their own. That's so badass.
And they look good, too. Oh, so cool. So elaborate.
Yeah.
Dino Riders. Here comes the big one.
Ugh.
Yeah. Look at this. Just the... Yeah. Oh.
Oh, look at that. It's so fucking cool. Oh, my God. I'm about to go spend a shitload of money, man.
And that's why I'm like, I'm happy with the size of the action phase because it just makes the dinosaurs that look that much more epic. Man.
Dino Riders.
And this train commercial I thought was cool as a kid too.
Yeah, you go from that though to just like this train, like no. But that thing does move pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, and it looked cool the way it shot. Of course, I mean all this stuff never looks as good as when you get it in hand. Like I mean the commercials make it look 10 times better than it really is.
The music in this, you remember Edward Scissorhands?
Oh yeah!
Imagine
me
doing that, like this.
Yeah, Nathan doing his palming gesture to this music. Yeah, and then this one, this other RC car commercial. Yeah, and I'm like Nathan as a kid. Like, I want action figures. I'm not interested in. I did like Hot Wheels as a kid.
Yeah, but I was never into them. Do you remember that? I can't remember the name of it, but the one that no matter how it, like if it flipped over, it was still good.
Yes, it had like it was like it could kind of flip upside down and still keep going.
Yeah,
like,
I want.
Yeah. I remember that one. I can't remember what company it was or what, because I mean I would see the commercials for these, you know, RC cars, and they look cool. I want that. I want that too. You know.
Yeah, those racing hoppers look like they probably wouldn't be that great. They would hit that bump and just go like flying into the wall.
Yep. I mean they've got experts running these RC cars on these tracks and stuff, making it sound like any 5-year-old can do this, which I mean, I'm sure it's smart.
I mean, there's still people that, you know, collect these things and go out and build tracks and race them around, which is neat, but yeah, I was just never into that.
Me neither. I was all about, you know, you know, wanting to be a muscle man, saving chicks and, you know, beating up the bad guys and eating chicken nuggets. Well, our first dive into Diner Riders. And obviously, I think from Nathan's reactions during it, it's two thumbs up, man.
Yeah, no, that is a show that we need to just watch, because we only got 13 more, you know.
Yeah.
Knock those out. Go blow all of our money on the toys.
Oh, at least the figures, if anything. You know, I want a Ras figure. I want a Krulos. I came so close. I remember being in Pennsylvania. My granddad took me to Kmart.
Uh-huh.
And I was digging through the 2-packs, and I came across a Questar Krulos 2-pack. And then when we came back, I was looking for it and couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I'm telling my granddad, I'm looking for Questar and Krulos. And I was 4 years old at the time.
And he was like, who?
Yeah. And so he goes and grabs a staff, or a Kmart staff, and she comes over to answer my question. And I'm looking for Krulos and Questar, and goes, where's he from? I'm thinking, oh my God, you people. You're like, just, and because I was from Virginia, I'm like, I don't know if it's because of my southern accent or when I'm saying Questar Krulos, she's like, she probably thought it was some special needs kid or something like that, you know. But I did not get Questar and Krulos on that day. I saw it, and it has eluded me to this day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Now you got to pay the price. Actually, you know, if you just get the figures themselves, they're not as expensive. I was looking through that.
I want the ones that are more cartoon accurate. I want Questar and Krulos with the color the colors from the cartoon. I want Rasp with the black outfit, and not, because if you look at the variations, they're called different names. So you kind of build up your army builders of Valerians and Rulons, getting the Rasp and Hammerhead Antor figure, but with different names and with different colors and stuff like that. So, you know, if I'm going to get them, I want the ones that are more toy or cartoon accurate. But see, now you make me just want to go on eBay and just remind myself what I can't afford right now.
Oh,
if there's a possibility. Oh,
I'm looking it up now. A complete, superb condition. Oh, no, it's nearly complete.
Oh.
T-Rex. Buy it now. It can be yours for only $500.
Oh, my. That's more than I thought.
Yeah.
What's missing for near complete? Damn, $500. I better be getting the whole thing.
Well, about to find out.
Is it missing one of the Rulons? Is it missing a gun? Is it is there a skid mark on his belly or something? I mean,
item is nearly complete. One leg shield has a break.
Well, it has a break, but it's still intact. I could deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, you can get, there's one here. You get the T-Rex with a missing battery cover for $29.88. But at that point, it's almost like you should just.
What, $29.88 for a complete T-Rex just missing the battery cover?
No. It's missing everything. It's just the T-Rex himself.
I mean, if I came across any of these dinosaurs loose in good shape, who am I kidding? If I'm going to buy it, I want all the guns on. I don't want to buy a bare bones Dino Riders dinosaur. I mean, at least got to have let me see how much a Krulos is.
Now we're just
the red Krulos, $5.
There you go.
$7 with shipping.
It's funny that shipping is more expensive than
it always is. That's the way the dealers stick it to you. Oh, you're getting a deal. You know, well, but you're really not.
Well, before we'll continue this conversation after the. We go off the air here.
Yeah, but let's wrap this up for our listeners.
Yeah. If you enjoyed what you watched, make sure you hit that subscribe button and click that bell and check out the links in the description. We hope that you enjoyed watching us with us. So leave a comment. Let us know what you thought. This was fun. I should have talked a little more instead of like just sitting there like kind of, I need to go buy these toys now. But
well, hey, that's the whole we do is to excite people to want to go check out the toys and the cartoon. So, you know, if all we're saying is just exciting things, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're not going to sit here and feel like some guys where they just want to do commentaries but make fun of it the whole time. Like, you're not doing any service by making fun of it the whole time, pricks.
I saw that I was waiting for the camera just to completely fall off there.
So I can't stand people want to do commentaries and just make fun of it the whole time. I'm like, I don't want to do that. We're here to just praise the hell out of everything we do is to praise the hell out of. So
most of the time.
Most of the time.
I'm sure we'll throw some tidbits of like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll run into a couple of roadblocks here and there. But we'll figure out what we'll do next week. We may have Larry Houston on with us. We're still waiting to set that up with him and some other thoughts on what we can do. But we'll still do we got all kinds of possibilities.
We might also have another guest with us.
Yeah, we may have James Etock on with us. He's agreed to join us for some amazing friends. So we've got different possibilities here, people. So, yeah,
we'll just see what happens. Yeah. But until then, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time.